Back on with Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Thanks for your time, bud.
Yeah, no problem. It's always great to be on the show.
Well, you got us all jacked up earlier thinking about musky fishing, and this time of year, this is when things really get fun for those out there chasing those toothy critters. I appreciate that talk. Let's get to some bad news real quick here, which is the trout streams. And I had a great white mayfly hatch, and then the rains came, and now it just seems like these rivers are going to be unfishable for a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. It's good and bad. Definitely, I think, going to help with the salmon fishing, but with the trout fishing, on the other hand, we're going to see some hatches be pushed back, and water levels are going to come up. It's going to make it tricky for the wade fishermen out there, and I expect there's going to be pretty good stain of the water. So if you're still out there hitting trout streams, I would plan on nymphing or throwing streamers. You know, anytime there's a good amount of rain and the water gets muddied up, it's a great time to throw the old San Juan or the squirmy worm. Those are always go-to flies. There's still some hoppers out. We're getting cooler nights, so those are going to start to kind of shut down, be less active and everything. But you can still do like a hopper-dropper rig with a squirmy worm underneath it, and you should get a little bit of action on that. So don't give up all hope. But it's going to be tough fishing in the trout streams for a little bit.
All right. Well, you mentioned how this rain is a great thing for the Kings. And I have been getting some reports, especially from a few Lake Michigan rivers, that the Kings are starting to show up. People are getting them, not just at the river mouths, but up in the rivers, too. So what are you hearing for reports?
Yeah, we're hearing very much the same thing. Hearing a little bit more action on the Lake Michigan tributaries than their counterparts here in Lake Superior. There's definitely some fish around. Guys are able to get them on feeds. Hearing some guys casting for the Kings, too, and picking them off. And guys are using bait. You know, we have a large selection of eggs. We have King skein, coho skein right now, and plenty of loose eggs, too. So, and of course, we sell our spawn sacks. So.
And the one thing I wanted to bring up is that in the fall especially, you know, you can get some good steelhead fishing and even an early brown. I mean, typically browns don't spawn until late October, November, but they do follow kings into the river. They follow the salmon for a meal.
Definitely. It's kind of a mix right now. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if guys start to pick off some brown trout here, maybe even an early steelhead. It's a great time to be in the rivers. You know, whether you're casting lures, crankbaits, or if you're a float fisherman and you want to drift some spawn or beads or something like that. A lot of great options. And I would say don't limit yourself to one way or the other. You know, take two rods, cast a little bit, float some stuff through, really work the water thoroughly.
That's Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Appreciate the great report today, man. Great job.
Yeah, thank you. And good luck to everybody out there, and good luck with this salmon season.
We'll be in touch, of course, and catch back up with you and Nick. So back at you. Good luck. This is The Outdoor Show.